Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been crisscrossing the country in his role as chair of the Democratic Governors Association. Since January, he's taken more than a dozen trips to more than a dozen states. His job is to support candidates, raise money, and in his words, try to build the Democratic resistance to President Donald Trump. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
New York, New Orleans, Miami, Bozeman, Aspen, and Bandon, Oregon. Those are among the places Governor Jay Inslee has traveled this year as chair of the Democratic Governors Association. Inslee likes to quip that it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
I don't really like spending time in red eyes and in airports, but it's been important.
Important, says Inslee, because with 36 governors' races in play this year, he has a chance to help elect Democratic governors who will, in his words, stand up to President Donald Trump.
And if I have to do a red eye to Florida to get a governor in Florida who helped me fight on clean air,
then Inslee says it's worth it. Since January, he's spent all or part of 49 days traveling the nation in his role as DGA chair. Now, some of those trips did overlap with nonpartisan National Governors Association events. Since April, Inslee's averaged 2 to 3 trips a month for the DGA. That's according to an analysis by Public Radio and the Seattle Times. Inslee's travel away from the state has earned him criticism from the Washington State Republican Party. Party Chair Caleb Heimlich notes that Inslee's trip to Florida came just days after the state of Washington lost $53 million in federal funding because of ongoing issues at Western State Hospital.
I think that shows him putting Inslee and his ambitions first and the citizens of Washington State last.
The governor's office says an initial analysis indicates that Inslee's overall out-of-state travel is still substantially less than his predecessor, and Inslee himself rejects the idea that he's neglecting state duties.
I don't know. I guess the Republicans haven't figured out the mysteries of the cell phone. I can do this work anywhere there's a cell phone, and I do it.
In fact, Inslee argues that his national travels are good for Washington State.
Because everywhere I go, I get to spread the Washington story and build alliances to beat Donald Trump.
Inslee has emerged as a leader in what's become known as the Trump resistance. While traveling for the DGA, he often does national television interviews. On a recent appearance on ABC's This Week, he criticized the president while touting his own policies.
I mean, look what we've done in my state. Raise the minimum wage, best family leave policy in America, net neutrality passed, voter rights, expansion of clean energy, expansion of access to college. What do you get? You get 62 cranes in Seattle, the best economy 2 out of the last 3 years.
Inslee's increasing role on the national stage, including a June trip to Iowa, has fueled speculation that he's eyeing a run for president in 2020.
What I hope it signifies is I'm intensely interested in beating Donald Trump in 2018, not just in 2020.
But Inslee also says he hasn't ruled anything out for 2020, including a run for a third term as governor. As he travels the nation this year, one of Inslee's big jobs is to help the Democratic Governors Association raise money. Asked about this, Inslee recounted 3 recent meetings with donors, including an unnamed Colorado couple that he says used to own hotels in Washington State.
I had some of the most delightful coffee cake I've ever had with breakfast at their home, and we talked about how important these matters are. They're helping us.
Inslee and the DGA won't name the donors he's meeting with, but say their financial disclosures do list their donors. The DGA recently announced it raised a record $26 million during the first half of 2018, much of it from individuals. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.